Welcome to The Corner. This is your weekly roundup of the latest in AI and tech from Switzerland. We highlight the innovations and startups making waves in the industry. Let's dive in with our AI hosts, Tim and Ellie. Enjoy.
Okay, so today we're diving into Switzerland.
Okay.
And all this awesome AI stuff that's happening over there.
Cool.
We found it all in Around the Corner, which is their like tech news thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're really focused on like three main things.
Okay.
AI meeting assistance, mm-hmm. frameworks to evaluate AI models.
Right.
And secure data collaboration platforms.
Very cool.
Yeah. So let's just get right into it.
Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay. So first we have Optiverse.
Okay.
And they're developing this AI meeting assistant, which I think is such a cool idea.
Yeah.
And apparently they just got like a CHF $150,000 investment, which is
wow,
pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, imagine like you're in a meeting.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take notes.
Oh, that would be a dream.
Right.
Yeah, just to have it like automatically generate those meeting minutes and then...
And the action items?
Yes, exactly.
I mean,
so you can actually like focus on what's happening in the meeting. It's not just recording, but it's also like analyzing, you know, picking out the key decisions.
Like what's important.
Exactly. And even like the sentiment, like are people...
Oh, wow.
You know, positive or negative about things.
That's crazy.
It could be huge for businesses, I think.
Especially people who have like a ton of meetings all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Tons of meetings.
That would be a lifesaver.
Absolutely.
Okay. So next up, we have Lattice Flow AI.
Okay.
And they're working with ETH, Zurich, and Insight.
Oh, wow.
To develop this framework
mm-hmm.
for evaluating AI models.
Cool.
So it's not just like,
right.
How well does it do the thing it's supposed to do?
Right.
But like, how safe is it?
Exactly.
Like, is it reliable?
How robust is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be driving a car without brakes.
Right.
Even if it has a super powerful engine.
Exactly.
So they're kind of making sure that AI has those brakes.
Right.
Especially as we're using it for, you know, increasingly
more and more
important tasks. Yeah.
Like things we really rely on.
Exactly.
So this framework is looking at things like...
robustness. Okay. So like,
right.
Can it handle unexpected data?
Right. Like weird stuff.
Exactly. And fairness and bias detection.
Oh, that's important.
Super important.
You know, to make sure the AI isn't like...
Yeah, making unfair decisions.
Discriminating or something.
Exactly. And also like, can it explain its decisions?
Okay, yeah.
Which is really key for building trust.
Yeah. If you don't know why it's doing what it's doing.
Right.
That's a little scary.
Exactly.
So they're like the safety checkers.
Yeah, the guardians.
Of the AI world.
Making sure it's all good.
Okay, this is so cool.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about Decentric.
Okay.
They've got this data collaboration platform.
Right.
And it was even recognized by Wired, which is pretty big.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And they're all about secure data sharing,
mm-hmm.
which seems super important these days with all the...
Absolutely. Data privacy is huge.
Yeah, everyone's worried about it.
Yeah.
So how does this platform, so they use this thing called confidential computing.
Okay.
It's a little bit technical,
yeah.
But imagine you're sharing a recipe.
Okay.
But you don't want them to see the ingredients.
Right.
So confidential computing is kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
You can combine data.
Yeah.
Analyze it.
Right.
Without ever actually seeing the raw data.
So it's like protected.
Exactly. It's protected.
Wow.
So Decentric uses this to create these secure spaces where companies can collaborate.
Oh, wow.
On data without, you know, risking privacy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like for healthcare?
Yeah, healthcare finance.
Oh, yeah, finance.
Yeah.
Where they can't just be like
right.
sharing everyone's data.
Yeah, exactly.
About,
it's unlocking the value of the data.
Right.
But still keeping it private.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's really cool technology.
So we've got Optiverse making meetings better.
Mm-hmm.
Lattice Flow AI making sure AI is safe.
Safe and reliable.
And Decentric. Letting us share data without freaking out about privacy.
Exactly. It's like Switzerland is becoming like the AI hub.
The hub for responsible AI.
Yeah.
It's not just about the power of AI, but how we use it ethically.
Right.
And safely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's super cool.
So I guess the big question is,
yeah.
What does this mean for the future of AI everywhere else?
Right. Like if Switzerland's doing this,
yeah.
What does that mean for the rest of the world?
Yeah. Are they setting the standard?
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting question.
And what's it going to mean for like how we work?
Yeah.
And collaborate?
Absolutely.
I think we're just seeing the beginning of this.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild.
Okay. Well, that's something to think about.
Definitely.
Until next time.
Keep out.
Keep on diving.
Yeah. Keep diving.
Into the world of AI.
Exactly.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Corner. To stay updated with all our news and deep dives, visit aroundthecorner.tech and sign up. Don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast. Bye, and see you around.